The Alvin Ailey Dance Theatre has acquired a legendary status as one of the really extraordinary dance companies that America can boast. And it's very exciting that Towson University is going to be presenting an offshoot of this company. It's Ailey 2. And it's my great pleasure to have in the WBJC studio someone who was a principal dancer with the Alvin Ailey Dance Theatre and is now an assistant professor of dance at Towson University. Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, what a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
As I say, you know, the Alvin Ailey Dance Theatre is by now just so legendary. Tell me how the Ailey 2 is really distinct from that.
Well, Ailey 2 is the junior company of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theatre, so they're a little bit younger. Mr. Ailey started Ailey 2 in 1974 to pretty much bring the dancers who were in the Ailey School to the stage, to give them this bridge, so to speak, to the performance world. So they're a little bit younger. To me, they have a lot more energy. They're very hungry and vibrant and wonderful. So they still uphold the wonderful legacy of Mr. Alvin Ailey beautifully.
And so what will be presented for these concerts that are coming up at Towson?
Well, they will present five different works: Virtues by Amy Hall Gardner, We by Mr. Robert Battle, who is the artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Rusty by Benoit Swan Poufer, and Streams by Mr. Alvin Ailey, as well as his classic Revelations.
It's always so wonderful to see these programs because they are so diverse. You know, there's a wonderful mixture that goes through in terms of the music that is presented. And also, although there is such a unifying style to the companies, there is, as I say, just this wonderful diversity in them.
You're absolutely right. That's one mark of an Alvin Ailey dancer, is that you have to be so versatile in your movement style. That's the training that goes on at the Ailey School. There's ballet, there's modern, West African, yoga, Graham technique, Horton technique. So you have to be good at all things, and you will see all those things and all those different styles if you come to the show.
And I understand that Ailey too also has a sort of community outreach element to it.
Yes, absolutely. On Friday, September the 20th, we will be presenting two mini performances. So they're short performances. They're about an hour long at length. And Baltimore City Public Schools, Baltimore County Public Schools, as well as Anne Arundel County Public Schools are invited for free to come and experience the Ailey 2 company.
That's so exciting. And please tell me about the Baltimore connection with two of the dancers.
Yes, we call them the Brown Girls. There's Aubrey Brown and Tyler Brown. Aubrey Brown was a graduate of the Baltimore School for the Arts. She was also a student of mine, as I teach at the Baltimore School for the Arts as well. And Tyler Brown is a graduate of the Carver Center for the Arts. So we're very excited to have Baltimore natives in the company.
It's been my pleasure to be speaking to Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, who is an assistant professor of dance at Towson University, and they're presenting Ailey 2. This will be a couple of performances coming up on Saturday, September the 21st. One performance at 2 p.m., one at 7:30 p.m., and that's at Stevens Hall Theatre. More information at www.tuboxoffice.com. And Linda Denise, do you have a telephone number for us?
Yes, it's 410-704-2787.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks again for having me.